Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the second hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. The number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And do enjoy the features that we give to you there. They're all completely free. The main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content of the site. You can submit pretty much whatever you want to it, from various different news articles or a blog post or a YouTube video you find. You find it online, you submit it to our website. Other listeners then decide whether they like or dislike your suggestion and vote. The most voted up, making it to the front page of the website. So go and check that out and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. We're talking about privacy and whether or not you actually have a right to it. Now, by the government's own documents, remember, the Constitution isn't anything you or I signed. In fact, no one who is alive today signed it. But the Constitution originally was intended as a set of rules for the government to follow. Of course, we all know they don't follow their own rules. And in addition, there is no right to privacy even written in within those rules. But beyond that, the suggestion had been last hour that the privacy was a right in general, even though you're out in public. One guy called in to suggest that. He wouldn't back it up. Wouldn't answer a single question regarding it. But nonetheless, I thought it was particularly an outrageous.
Certainly did sound outraged.
Yeah, it was an outrageous suggestion on his part. And so I wanted to know if there's anybody out there that agrees with him that you have a right to privacy when you're in public. And can you defend that? Because he sure couldn't. He just called in to threaten our advertisers and then run off, hung up the phone. 1-800-259-9231. I would suggest that you only have a right to the privacy you can keep, to whatever it is that you can keep private, which means you have to jump through some hoops, spend some money on some services that will help keep you private. Because in this day and age, it's the information age. Your information is being bought and sold. It's a commodity. There are companies out there that it's
their job. I don't particularly like that aspect, but, you know,
do something about it.
You can't expect somebody to do it for you.
Right. If you don't like it, then you have to do something about it. Because otherwise, your information is being bought and sold. There are information clearinghouses and providers that, what is it, ZabaSearch? Go type your name into that. ZabaSearch.com, I think it is. It's just one of those websites, one of many websites, that is just going to come up with a lot of your personal information. And then, of course, they'll sell you some more information about yourself, if that's what you'd like to find out. Private investigators and people like that. You have all kinds of interesting tools at their disposal. And if you want to avoid people being able to dig into your personal life, then you have to keep it secret. It's up to you. But would love to have your thoughts. 800-259-9231. Or you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Victor in New Jersey. Victor, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Victor?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, with this topic of privacy and out in the street and everything like that other gentleman was talking about, I personally don't think you have a right to privacy when you're out in public. But as far as, like, government officials, police officers, anything else like that, we do have a right from privacy from them. Not from other, like, for example, like the one of you guys was saying how if I look at you with my own eyes, what's the difference between my real eye and a mechanical eye? And you're absolutely right. In that aspect, you're not. But as far as, like, for example, like red light cameras and everything else like that of the government, whether it's local or federal, whatever, recording you, that I think is incorrect. Because, and this is something that I've just come to realize, that these people are our employees.
Well, that's not true.
Right. Do they act like your employees?
Employees
no, absolutely not. That's the whole thing. They're not. We have lost that notion in the United States, but technically
I don't think
they
that ever was
employees.
A notion. I think it's a
I think
fantasy.
That was a ruse. I think that was a trick in order to get in charge.
Yeah, because you don't. If you have an employee, you can break off that relationship with that employee at any time that you choose. And similarly, the employee can also break off their relationship with you as a boss. But you can't. It's a mutually beneficial agreement that two people enter into voluntarily. And the government, of course, resembles nothing like that. It's an organization of men and women that are using aggressive force in order to get people to obey them and to pay them and to, you know, do whatever it is they demand of them and or not do whatever it is they demand they not to. So, you know, it's not even a fair comparison. But I understand where you're coming from and that you would like for the government to respect your privacy. Unfortunately, they don't.
Right. Well, I think that's what the Founding Fathers originally intended, which was that we, the people, were the government, and people who had...
But they were the elites. The Founding Fathers weren't the...
Yeah, they had white wigs on. Do you really think that they thought we, the people, should be the government?
I think there's a lot of mythology out there surrounding the Founding Fathers. And
some of them, I think, really did think this. But there are a whole bunch of them that really didn't think that
Alexander
at all.
Alexander Hamilton, perhaps?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, it's just, as far as from what I've been, and again, I'm new to all this. I've just come to realize this at 38 years old, you know, and I started, you know, reading up on all this stuff, and I sort of almost feel like, well, like we are so far from what the Constitution talked about, like extremely far.
Yeah, well, like, as Lysander Spooner put it, the Constitution either authorized the tyranny that we have today, I'm paraphrasing, or it was powerless to prevent it. So it is either whatever they're doing today is constitutional, or it's just the Constitution just doesn't matter because they just ignore it. So really, it's...
If you take a plain reading of the Constitution, I agree with you completely. The government doesn't look anything like a plain reading of the Constitution. However, the Constitution, when they wrote it, had this really great out clause, and that was that the Supreme Court has appellate jurisdiction, which means that they get to essentially interpret all the laws that Congress passes and decide whether or not they are constitutional, and that's how it's kind of ended up. Which means that it doesn't matter what you or I read in the Constitution. The Constitution could say that the sky is blue, and if the Supreme Court interprets that to mean chartreuse, then the Constitution then means that the sky is chartreuse, even though you and I know it's blue, because the Supreme Court gets to interpret it, not you and I.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Victor. Let's continue here and talk to John, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, John.
Hey
John.
Hey, guys. I couldn't agree with you guys more. You have zero right to privacy these days. I can just tell you why. One reason is the internet. I'm not even a part of Facebook or anything like that, and my brother has one. And even in the house, I show up on the internet. So I really can't get away from it.
Like, well, you could.
Family photos.
Right. You could get away from it, right? If you wanted to withdraw from most of society, you could go live in the woods in some secret location and change your name, and you know, you could go through all kinds of hoops if you wanted to. But it's up to you to do that, right?
Exactly. I have a buddy who tried to change his name on there, and they still found out his employer did, and still he got in trouble. For taking a sick day when he was at a baseball game, and we all took pictures of him, and I don't have an account either, but there I am, and there he is,
and there you are, exactly
and
right.
There you go.
What can you do? And it doesn't bother me. I don't need to fly under the radar for anything. But if I did, I would take those steps. I do a few things to keep privacy. Like one of the things I really like is a private mailbox. I buy one of the mailboxes at like a UPS store, Pac Mail, or
that way people can't just go on the internet and find your address, come by your house.
They could do that if they wanted to.
They could
find where I live if they wanted to. Anyway,
they have a heck of a time finding out where I live.
They could follow you home if they wanted to.
I suppose they could.
It's no secret. Anybody that really wants to find you is going to be able to do so, whether they do it themselves or hire a a private investigator in order to do that. So, but the more privacy steps you take, the more difficult that becomes. Really, the main reason why I like having a private mailbox is so I don't get a bunch of mail at my house. And also, if I need to move, I don't have to change my address. I can just keep that one address. Unfortunately, my private mailbox went out of business, so I actually had to change my address within the last year. But usually that doesn't happen too often. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've taken some privacy steps, and they've been particularly effective. What would you share if you don't mind? 800-259-9231 about how private you are. Remember, you don't have to give your real name. Talk to us. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition, Halloween Eve. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, we have a chance to want to talk about the requisite Halloween stories. We haven't covered any Halloween stuff yet this week on Free Talk Live. And so I've got a Hell House story that I'm hoping we get to touch on. The Christian haunted houses, or the Christian spin, if you will, the evangelical, in many cases, Christian spin on the haunted house. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place. Lots of features, including listening options, live streams, broadband, dial-up versions, the latest episode of Free Talk Live running around the clock. You can tune in anytime, free, of course, over at listen.freetalklive.com and get the details on the listen lines there. That'll allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, as well as our other listening choices at listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discount prices as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. That's meds.freetalklive.com, and click Become a Member. It's on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. I have gone through this process. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter whether you're on Lipitor, Nexium, Zetia, Amplify, Boniva, Viagra, Cialis. They have them all, and they have them at great rates. Meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here. You can bring up anything. Privacy is the topic on the table, but of course, being Free Talk Live, you're welcome to bring up anything you want. The issue being whether or not you actually even have a right to privacy. I say no. You have to take effort to be private. It costs money to be private. If you're not willing to spend the effort and spend the money, you don't get it.
Yep. Anything you want. I mean, how are you going to expect anything in this world for free?
Yeah. So let's continue here with your thoughts. You can bring up anything. Richard is in Tallahassee, listening to WFLA-FM. Hello, Richard.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind tonight, Richard?
Well, I've just been listening to your program, and it's been very, very interesting. The guy in Tampa, I mean, the caller that hung up on you, I pretty much think he's pretty much a moron. He doesn't want to talk, you know, about what he has to say.
Right, he'd rather just threaten to go to the advertisers and somehow punish us for disagreeing with
him. Let them go. They're not going to listen to him.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not worried.
Here are my thoughts on this privacy stuff. The only picture I don't want taken of me is a mugshot, first of all, okay, because I've done something wrong.
Not always. A lot of people get arrested for not hurting another person. Let me tell you, I've had my mugshot taken a couple times. I've never hurt another human being.
But I don't like that picture.
Yeah,
indeed.
I've been in that situation. I don't like to be in that situation.
Secondly, oh, yeah.
My children. If it's not a child molester, my children love having their picture taken.
Sure.
I don't have a problem with that. When they're at school, when they're at the park, when they're everywhere, I have no problem with that whatsoever. You know, it's people don't trust. There's no trust in this country anymore.
I don't know if that's a true statement. I definitely see what leads you to saying that. That maybe there's an attitude of.
I think there's one in every crowd is the best way to say it. You know, there's always this one person that'll be weird.
This election. I mean, you can't listen to. I mean, you hear so many different things. No one knows what, I mean, it's just hard that no one knows what to think about who to vote for, who they believe and stuff like that.
I can tell you, whoever you vote for, the government will win.
Yeah, the politician, he's lying.
I know.
The politician guy, he's lying.
Yeah, either one of them. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Oh, go ahead. One more thing real quick.
Sure. Yep, you're here.
One more thing real quick.
Yes, sir, go.
On the red light cameras, we have got them in town now.
Oh, boy.
If you know where the cameras are, just don't run the red light.
You know, it's not always easy because there's been that time where you've been like, ooh, should I go through this light? Like, I'm worried about this guy behind me. Is he too close? You know, what's he going to do? I'd rather not get rear-ended and run through a light that's pink than, you know, slam on my brakes and get, you know, whiplash.
I understand.
Thanks,
good
Richard.
Talking to you guys.
I appreciate it.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. 800-259-9231. You know, it definitely, I can see why people believe that people don't care about each other anymore. And maybe in bigger cities, that feels more true for folks. But I still think overall, human beings do have concern for their fellow man. If anything, I would blame the government for creating a kind of atmosphere where people believe that the people in need will be taken care of. that, well, the government's there, so I don't have to care as much about my fellow man.
They'll take care of it.
The government will solve whatever the problem is.
I paid my taxes. Why do I have to deal with this?
Yeah, I believe that mindset is out there. Whether people would admit to having it or not is another question. Certainly when cornered, who's going to say, well, I don't care
I
about my fellow
man? I am a callous, jerk.
But I think that the government being there maybe drives folks in a less than friendly direction. And, of course, also the idea of having your kids out in public, having some creepy guy
that
take pictures.
Disturbing.
Well, the idea is
it has happened a few times.
Sure it has.
I mean,
sure it has.
It gets national news because it's so rare, but it's happened.
Well, what's more rare than that is somebody actually kidnapping your child. Rather than just photographing them at the park or something like that.
Yeah.
What's more rare is actually having a stranger abduct your child. It's usually, or molest your child. It's
a
usually
family
somebody
member,
you know.
Or, yeah, it's somebody you know, a family member or, somebody, say their little league coach or their Cub Scout pack leader, things like this. It's happened. It's unfortunate, but,
And if that happens, if you're out at a public park and there's some creepy guy around taking pictures of children, doesn't seem to have any kids of his own, then it wouldn't hurt to go up and talk to him. Hey, what's your name? What you doing here? Where are your kids? strike up a conversation with
the
guy.
Take a few pictures of him.
Exactly.
And this is the single best, if you're upset about people taking pictures, take their picture.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231. Jim is listening in Ash, North Carolina.
Asheville?
It says Ash here, Jim.
Okay.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen?
Hey, I think you're listening on WRNN. What's on your
list? No, actually, I'm on FLA in Tampa.
Oh, well, you're not in North Carolina then. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Actually, you kind of stole my thunder when you rolled in off of the break, because basically what I was going to say is, if you really read your Constitution, there is an implied suggestion of privacy, but you don't have any right. And if you really want to view it as a right, it requires extreme due diligence to make your own privacy.
Absolutely. Have you done it? Are you familiar with some of the steps?
I have been absolutely doing it the last few years. I have gone through hell. I've been involved with the Child Protective Services.
Oh, boy.
I've got children that I probably will not see for another 14 years.
Hmm. What are some of the steps you've taken?
I've done nothing more than wanting to live my life the way my grandparents did.
Jim, I'm curious. What are some of the steps that you've taken to maintain or create the privacy you're looking for?
Let's see. Basically, trying to get off the grid in general. I'd like to get the hell out of the city and find a place in the country. And me and my wife have been talking about it.
I'll tell you what. Break me down to give me 1 to 3 different points, 3 points on how to create privacy for yourself or how to maintain it. And I'd like to come back and hear what your experience has been and also take your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of these airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. You'll find a lot of stuff there, and it's all free, including things like our... Well, there's our mobile site. If you've got the smartphones, you can put in m.freetalklive.com. M is in mobile. m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our streams, our podcast, and of course, if you've got a really, really smart phone, you can probably just go to the regular website because phones are getting more powerful over time, and mine can handle full web browsing. I mean, it's pretty great. Anyway, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Free.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections or accounts receivable? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here. I think Jim is still with us in Tampa. Jim, are you there?
Yep, still here.
Now, Jim, you said that you've been doing privacy because privacy has been the topic of discussion here, whether there's a right to it or not. I say no. I say you have to create the privacy that you want to keep, and you have
exactly.
to work to keep that privacy. It takes work.
You have a reasonable expectation, but it is due diligence.
Yeah, and it takes money, and it takes effort, and it takes time. And depending on how private you want to be, you can have a little bit of privacy, you can have a lot of privacy.
Right, and you asked me for a real quick list, off the bat. Buy a generator, build a cistern. Don't even try to dig a well, because the county will be on your ass on a well.
So what's the difference between a cistern and a well?
A cistern is a hole about 10 feet deep that you dig by hand that is lined with sand, rock, and gravel to filter rainwater.
I see.
If you can build a cistern where you live. I mean, you do live in Florida, so maybe...
I think you could dig a hole.
Yeah.
It'll work. You just have to make sure you have some kind of storage facility. Right now, I'm hurting for water.
Yeah, but is that going to work in the desert, though? I mean, if you're in Phoenix, Arizona, for instance, is building a cistern...
Actually, in the Phoenix area, there is... there's different ways you can build a cistern, and in the Phoenix area, the Hopi Indians had it down.
So tell me what else.
Well, those are two quick things right off the bat. After that, you know, it's due diligence. You got to look, research, see what you can figure out, what you can do to get yourself off the grid. And one of the things I want to do is, believe it or not, is go home, because I'm originally from New Hampshire.
Oh, wow. Great. Well, if you love freedom, this is definitely the place to be.
I graduated from Winnicott High School. Well, I didn't graduate. I left with 2 months to go.
Well, we're originally from Florida, and now we're in New Hampshire. So, hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And that's always a good time to get a new start, by the way. If you're going to move, great time. If you want to create some privacy for yourself,
yeah.
If you're going to move, that's the best time to do it, because wherever it is you're moving to, you don't get any bills put in your name. You open up a private mailbox
at
that time.
The biggest privacy you have is where you live. And so if your real address is out there, you get mail delivered to your house. People can get it. I just searched on the internet under my name, and all my old addresses are there, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So that's really an ideal time to do it. Grab a mailbox. Maybe you're going to move to a new city. You get a mailbox in that new city. Don't use the post office. You want privacy? Don't put the post office in charge of receiving your mail. Besides, P.O. boxes can't even take UPS or FedEx packages. They're useless.
Yeah, it's annoying.
So you get a private mailbox from a private mail company, and even then, you know, you're still giving up some information. They're still going to demand that you fill out some kind of postal information form. So it's tricky, man. There are maybe ways to get around that, but you have to think about different options and really kind of put some thought and some time and some effort into this. You know, get a new cell phone, have that bill sent to the new mailbox, and eventually you can be living somewhere, whether you're off the grid or not. Getting off the grid is completely separate from privacy. Because if you're on the grid, but you're on the grid under somebody else's name, or for instance, if you're renting a house, you can offer the landlord cash. Because the landlord normally isn't going to want to leave the bills in their name. That, especially if they don't know who
you
are.
Indeed, they're not.
They're not going to want to do that. But if you maybe loosen them up a little bit with some cash, like, you know, a big cash down payment, like sort of like a bills deposit, if you will, and that way, if you were to for whatever reason renege on paying them, they would have enough money to cover whatever it is you left in there. So make it comfortable for the landlord to say, look, you know, I'm a really private person. If everything else has been good between the two of you as far as you looking at the house, you say, look, I'm a really private person, and I would really appreciate it if you could keep these bills in your name. I'm willing to make it worth your while. That's why it's one of the things I say about this costs money. getting and maintaining privacy is not a cheap thing to do.
I would think you could open up, you know, just in some kind of
corporation
name or something like that.
Possibly.
Too.
Possibly. I don't have any experience with that, right? I don't know about the process of getting a corporation or trying to open an account with a corporation. I don't know anything about that. But, yeah, that's certainly a way to do it. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your thoughts on what you want. Let's go to Ryan, listening in St. Pete to WFLA. Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I'd like to talk about two subjects that have to do with security issues. I mean, privacy issues, sorry.
Yes, sir.
One of them was face recognition cameras. Like the police having handheld face recognition cameras driving down the street, pointing at people to know who they are.
Really? I didn't know they had handheld cameras at this point. That's interesting.
Yes, I had a friend of mine who was with his girlfriend out at an ice cream shop, and a cop rode by and pointed a camera at her, and she had a warrant out for arrest, I come to find out, but she got arrested, and they told her they knew who she was because of their camera.
Wow, that's creepy.
Yeah, very. Makes me wonder what else they have now. But
what else did you want to share?
Go ahead, what did you say?
No, what was your second thing you had to share?
About Facebook. Now, I do have a Facebook account, and I don't put on there anything I don't want anyone else to know. But what there's people out there that put my name and yours, others, or whoever's name out there and slander our names and say make things that ain't true, and make a profile on us that makes us look even worse.
Well, what can you do about that, right? I mean, that's just one of those things that people have to take with the Internet. You have to take the Internet with a grain of salt. Anybody can say anything they want about you, and you need to just get over that. And it sounds like you get that, but I'm saying you as in the people that have an issue with being brought up on a blog or being lied about online. It's the Internet. Just take that with a grain of salt. People are going to say what they want, and all you can really do is speak back. That's the best defense against the slanderous speech is to speak back.
The government really there's really no protection against very little protection for libel and slander out there. People talk about them all the time, but to try to get an attorney to take a case, and certainly on spec, I mean, any attorney will take several thousand dollars from you in order to file
a lawsuit.
Ryan, good call. Thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dan. This is Dan. I apologize. I confused you with Jim. Dan is in Ashe, North Carolina, listening to WRNN. Dan, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dan?
Well, this is the first time I listen to your show, because I'm normally not available on Saturday night.
But, well, welcome.
I was able to listen to you tonight. You got a very interesting show.
Thank you, Dan. What are your thoughts?
Well, talking about privacy, it's been about 2 years ago. I got a little bit behind on my taxes.
Hmm.
And I was trying to pay my bills, and all of a sudden the IRS came in and they blanketed my bank account.
Hmm. Oh, geez, that is just, man, that's one of those things, right? The more visible you are, they can come in and take more from you. So that's a real benefit to being kind of off the map, is if the government can't find you, it's a lot more difficult for them to take things from you. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Sound like he was having a good time. 1-800-259-9231, Halloween Eve. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Stephen is in Oregon listening to KMED. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, buddies. I'm here. Can you hear me?
We got you, Stephen. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, great. You always hear on the media about an illegal alien and all the news. But I was just wondering, you never hear it defined through anybody.
Let's talk about that. I'll tell you what. We'll bring it back here in a moment. Hang on. More with Stephen and your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. Defining illegal alien. I've got some ideas. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer.
With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great and will help you with your health. And you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And coming up, your chance to win a 2-pack of the Tota Sack. Make it a lot easier to bring the groceries back in from the car. We'll give that to you here in a little bit, so stay tuned for that. Our number here, 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find a lot of features there, and they're totally free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations around the country. Bringing more internet listeners on board and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, as well as podcast. That is the AMP-only podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. amp.freetalklive.com. Stephen, I believe, is still with us, listening to KMed in Medford, Oregon. Stephen, are you there?
Yeah, KMed in Medford, Oregon. I just want to know, can you define what it takes for an illegal Hispanic across the border, a Mexican, to apply for citizenship, in other words, to become legal, what that involves? I've never heard of it on the media. I've never heard it anywhere.
Thank you for asking.
Well, you've got to go home or back to Mexico in order to do it, as I understand it.
Let's say if we're in Mexico already.
If you don't have a relative over here, it's going to be you might as well, and you aren't extraordinarily skilled. You might as well hang it up
and you can't afford a lawyer
and learn how to eat dirt.
Because you didn't really answer his question, Mark.
Yeah.
What you have to do is you have to apply first and beg the government bureaucrats for permission to come here. There's an application process. There's a fee involved in that.
There's a lottery.
And if you don't get it, your dots crossed or your T's crossed and your I's dotted, they're going to come up with whatever reason they can to reject it. In many cases, they'll just accidentally lose your application, but they'll cash your check. And so they take the money in, and then you call to follow up later on to see if they got the application, and it just doesn't exist. They pretend like they never heard from you before.
Yeah.
So then you can try applying again, maybe hire a lawyer, try to get them to fill it out. Maybe if you get past that step, then there are more steps that involve more fees and more jumping through
hoops.
It's
the most Byzantine bureaucracy the world has ever known.
Yeah, it's just awful. So the idea that people who don't want to jump through arbitrary government hoops that are put up by bureaucrats that they've never met before are somehow bad people, and I'm not saying you're suggesting that, but a lot of people believe that, well, they're illegal. illegal, so they're bad. No, they're just people who want to get on with their lives and make a better life for themselves in most cases. There are some of the welfare queens, but there's plenty of welfare queens in this country, and the problem there is with welfare.
Welfare should be stopped for whomever.
Right. Most people coming here just want to have a better life, and I don't blame them for not wanting to go through that madness, the maddening, you use the right term, Mark, Byzantine bureaucracy of these government bureaucrats who have no accountability whatsoever because, I mean,
they can't even vote. These immigrants can't even vote, so who cares, right?
So there you go. Does that answer your question?
Well, how many of these politicians want to give them the right to college, tax credits? And give them the right to drive and all of these kind
of... Well, I don't know about...
I think those are mostly scare tactics, but I can totally see how it is that the Democratic Party is much more likely to pander to the immigrant vote than the Republican Party, which to me just says, I mean, it's obvious that they're going to continue to come. You can look at the last century of history here in the United States and immigration...
No, they'll stop coming, Mark, as soon as you create a police state that's worse than where they're coming from.
But the Republicans are only guaranteeing that when they do come, that they're going to vote Democrat.
Yeah, so the problem with what you're suggesting there is politicians are always suggesting freebies, whether it's for people that are coming here from another country or the people that live here. This is how politicians, in many cases, get elected, is by promising you things.
A turkey in every pot!
Promising that they're going to do things for you, and of course they always end up breaking their promises, or in many cases if they do implement some new program, it never is created in the way that you expect that it's going to be created. So I don't have a problem with feeding hungry people or taking care of sick people, but I would just prefer to be able to do it on my own without having some group of bureaucrats decide to arbitrarily take some amount of money from me and then decide how to spend it. I want to be able to make those decisions for myself. And if we were all really truly free, which we're not, if we were actually experiencing freedom, then none of us should have a problem with other people coming to the same place to also experience freedom, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely do. Do you regret them coming up here in droves?
Regret people coming here? No, absolutely not.
I think that the ones that...
Hispanics.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Crossing our border illegally and coming marrying people and having children, and then they claim citizenship.
Well, here's what I regret. I regret that that there are so many freebies that the government gives out that people that are losers are going to come across here in order to get a bunch of free stuff. And I don't think we need any more welfare queens in this country. However, if somebody wants to come here, work hard, provide for their family, and live the American dream, I think that that's what this country was built on.
Amen.
Thanks for the call, Stephen. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Ty is in Tennessee on the AMP line. Hello, Ty.
Hey, I'm proud of you guys. You guys are actually doing a good job without your staff.
What staff is that?
What?
The other night you were saying something about somebody said something about your staff.
Oh,
you know, your co-host.
Yeah, we've got some wonderful co-hosts that sit in on weeknights on this program. Our Saturday only listeners aren't really familiar with most of them, but they're great folks. And I don't know whether they're staff or not. I'm not sure what the definition of staff is. If you have to pay staff, then they're not. If you don't pay staff, then they I think they would qualify.
Right. They're just kind of joking around there. Anyway, I just had a real quick thought. Are you guys familiar with the term oxymoron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A self-contradictory statement, like I'd give my right arm to be ambidextrous.
Military intelligence.
Yeah,
political assistance. Expecting privacy in public is an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Right. Seems so obvious on its face.
Right. But what I really called about was oxymoronic statements by presidents. Things like Woodrow Wilson's war to end all wars and making war to make the world safe for democracy. Couple that about 100 years later with George W. Bush trying to enforce freedom, force people to be free in the Middle East. And then his one, the abandoning free market principles to save the free market.
Yeah, that's when the bank bailout thing came along. That's good stuff.
Yeah, let's bomb them to freedom. That'll work.
And it's amazing how the public goes for this crap. We'll get some peace as long as we kill some people. Oh, sure, we'll have a real free market once the government gets involved.
But I realized where that comes from. The reason presidents like to make those contradictory statements that, you know, I guess they sound kind of cool, you know, and slogan-like until you really dissect what they mean. But it comes from the fact that government itself is based on a contradiction. It's based on this contradiction that you could create an institution based upon expropriation that will protect your property.
Right, because it has to violate your property in order to allegedly provide you with their supposed protection services, and that's all only in theory, because when you look at what the men in the robes say, as you were talking about earlier, Mark, where it's the men in the robes that decide what the Constitution means, not you and I, when you look at what they say over and over again, they don't even have an obligation to protect you. So they just take everything that they want, and they give you whatever they want, which is in some cases absolutely nothing.
Yep. Well, anyway, those are just some of my thoughts.
Hey, Ty, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate you dialing in and sharing that with us at 1-800-259-9231. They'll just do whatever they want. I think that's like the main point you can make about government is the idea that there's a constitution is just window dressing for violence.
Yeah, well, you know, the idea was the Constitution was going to somehow rein in the government. And, you know, one can make the argument that this is the freest country in the world. I think there's a lot of competition, by the way, if you just go to places like the Heritage Foundation and freetheworld.com or freetheworld.org, you'll see that there is, in fact, there are plenty of countries that have that are more fiscally free than the United States. Canada actually showed up as more fiscally free than the United States last year, I believe. They were number 6 versus the United States 7, I think.
Hey, Mark, tell me about the Totosac.
The Totosac is a little plastic handle. It's made from recycled Volkswagen engine parts.
Yeah, it's not like cheap plastic. This
no,
is like good.
It can hold more than you can hold on to.
If you were to jack somebody in the head with a Totosac,
yeah,
you would really hurt them.
It would double. It's plastic, but it would double for brass knuckles. I mean, these are actually protection devices if you wanted to use them for such a thing. But they're designed to be able to carry grocery bags, whether it's from the car out to the boat. I take them from the grocery store to the car because I don't like to play with the grocery cart and try to put it in the little corral or anything like that. Just carry it all out. And I think they're really, really useful.
They're brilliant little devices. You can go and order them for yourself at totosac.us. Get yourself a family pack, maybe stuff some in some stockings or Halloween. But you can actually win a two-pack if you are caller number 3 right now. It's 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105 to win a two-pack of the Totosac. Remember, go to totosac.us, see what we're talking about, because we're going to keep talking about Totosac into the future. It's a great product. 603-435-1105. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.